Our next speaker is a PCS worker, a civil servant, a government department worker. Marion Lloyd works here in Sheffield. She's our next speaker. Thank you.
I'd like to start by bringing solidarity greetings from the Public and Commercial Services Union, the union that represents more than 300,000 government sector workers across the UK. And what a magnificent show there is in Sheffield City today, repeated up and down the country as part of the response to the misnamed government spending review. This review, in reality, sets out capitalism's agenda for big business and the rich to restore their profits at our expense, at the expense of our living standards, our jobs, our services and our benefits. This is a government that's run by millionaires, advised by millionaires and for millionaires. If we let them get away with this, then where will the welfare state will be butchered? Never has there been so much at stake for ordinary working people. PCS welcomes the fact that the TUC has agreed to organise and coordinate resistance to the cuts. We welcome the fact that they have backed a national demonstration, but we believe that next March is too late. We need a demonstration now. A national demonstration must take place before Christmas, leading to a one-day general strike right across the public sector. If we wait until March, councils will have set budgets. Tens of thousands of people will have already have lost their jobs. In Sheffield, we already see 8,200 redundancy notices have been issued. £6 million worth of cuts have already been announced. It is vital that the trade union movement take a lead, building on the example that we see in France. Only 2.5 million workers are organised in the trade union movement, but 80% of the French working class support the strikes that are taking place on the streets. Just think that the response would be here. Many more workers are organised inside the trade union movement. The confidence it would instil if we had 500,000 workers on a national demonstration, defending our jobs, our services, our welfare state, building unity right across the trade union and local communities. What we do here in Sheffield is absolutely vital. It was great on Wednesday to see Sheffield City councillors standing on the same steps as those of trade unionists. But we have to demand more of our leaders. It's not enough just to oppose the cuts. We want them to actively stand up and fight against these cuts and privatisation as a whole. If you're serious about defending jobs and services, put your money where your mouths are. Take control of Sheffield City Council, stop the Lib Dem cuts, and start by reinstating those 95 workers in Sheffield Futures who provide a vital service for young people across the city. It's a shame, isn't it, that Ed Miliband isn't here showing the solidarity he promised. But I think it's good that Paul Bloomfield shares our platform. But workers are looking for an alternative to the cuts agenda. We want to hear Labour MPs and councils give clear and unequivocal opposition to all of the cuts agenda and put forward the alternative that we know is absolutely possible. That means, yes, to closing the tax gap. But it also means not bailing out the banks, but nationalising the banks. Our task is clear. We must build maximum unity on the basis of opposing all cuts, through the trade unions, through our communities, with the youth, all people who depend on the vital services we all provide. There is no need to cut a single penny or cut a single job. The promises made to us by the trade union leaders at the TUC must and can be turned into reality. For a national demonstration before Christmas, leading to a one-day general strike across the public sector. We can do this. Let's bring France to the streets of Britain. Thank you for listening.